It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jason Hunsinger. He is with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper. And the museum is going to reopen. We're going to talk about that. They're doing a membership drive right now. Great Christmas gift idea. And also, they're going to bring an exhibit in that was supposed to be here about a month ago, and they're going to bring it in now. We're going to talk about all of these things. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
So let's talk about the fact that you guys are going to reopen. Now, how long were you guys closed down for?
Let's see. We've been closed, I think, about 3 weeks again this last time.
And now you're looking at reopening on December 1st. So all the precautions will still be in place. All the, the social distancing guidelines, masks will have to be worn, all that good stuff. So let's talk about some of those things that people are going to be expected to do when they go to the museum.
Yes, of course, masks. There's no exceptions to that whatsoever. We have to do that. We're going to keep the groups or parties separated by floor, and we're going to cap it to 20 people in the museum at a time. We have a great audience, so I know everyone will help us be safe. It's just really important. This is serious, so we need to make sure that we are safe in order to keep the museum open.
And this is a great time to get in and see what's going on at the museum. We've talked in the past about how during the pandemic and stuff, when you guys were closed for the extended period of time earlier in the year, you've gone through, you've redone some of the exhibits, you've straightened up some of the things and put in some things that you guys have wanted to do for a while. Why don't we talk about one of the things that you guys have done that you wanted to get done for a while, you just didn't have the ability or the time to do it?
Yes, you'll still see us probably working a bit on some of these things. I'm really excited about the basement, how that looks now. We've kind of shifted things around a bit. So the basement has a great section that's about fossils and kind of how coal was formed. That's been moved from an upstairs room, and that upstairs room is now becoming kind of an introduction through the story of Tiancum Pratt, which we talked about earlier this spring.
And he is one of the first settlers in Helper, correct?
Yeah, he was considered Helper's homesteader, and he left a fantastic diary that we posted on our site this spring, and we talked about that on the radio here. And so we thought he deserved a little bit more because it's just an incredible read. So it's going to be focused around his history and the diary. And I think we're going to have actual audio of his reading performed by an actor here in Helper, which should add a lot of life to it.
And you know what? It is fascinating stuff, and it's still up there on the Facebook page if you wanted to go through and read some of the things. I mean, you think 2020 is bad. This guy had some hard luck.
The disease, as well as a lot of other, famine, broken legs, and accidents, floods, you name it.
And I was going to say, at a certain time, it just seemed like everything just compounded at once on him.
It's really incredible. Yeah, it's going to be, I think, great to be able to kind of take that in as an introduction to the museum.
And if you'd like to go, if you go to the museum quite often, one of the best things that you can do is get a membership. And right now you guys are having a membership drive.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to raise some funds, and at the same time it will benefit you because you'll get a year membership, supporting member. So you'll get a card. We won't ask for donations at the door. It is by donations at the museum, and we have wonderful visitors. Nearly everyone donates. We suggest 8 per person and 20 per family, but if you buy a membership, we won't ask you at the door, and you can, there are several options. You can do a $20 per person, $35 per couple, $50 per family. There are also VIP level donors, which you can do 200, 500, 1,000, whatever you like, really. And we're going to make sure that you get some perks and benefits for doing so, and we'll take care of you that way and really make you feel part of the museum community.
And you said you've had quite a good turnout as far as memberships go already. You've had, quite a few VIPs even, right?
We've had a few. We really appreciate that. And is it okay to mention some of our donors here?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I apologize if I don't have everyone on the list here, but we've got Kimberly Kuhn from Park City. We've got Pat and Galen Kokol, Catherine McIntyre, Ike and Leanne Fazio, Jolene Refiner, Robert and Jeanette Stevens. We also got Stephen Marine Tanner here. We've been getting donations from not just the local area, but from some other people that have either visited the museum and from Salt Lake City. We got a really nice note here from Huntington Beach that is from a lady that used to volunteer at the museum a long time ago. Her name is Steph. She just wanted to donate. She has great memories of the museum here and visits her brother Pat every time she is in town. So thank you very much. And she wanted to donate in honor of her parents. So John and Seth is actually who she is donating in honor of. And Seth is the one that used to volunteer here at the museum. I didn't get that story quite right, first of all. So this is Jeanette, the daughter of Seth, who's donating from Huntington Beach, California.
So, you know, you reach out a lot, and a lot of people want to give and help out as much as possible when it comes to the museum there. Now, one of the perks you talked about, one of the perks of membership is you'll get, you know, early sneak peeks and things like that. Now, you're not going to be able to do it with this one, but you've got the Art of the Hobo coming back, correct?
Yes. Hopefully this we can finally make this work. We intended to have this in the spring and didn't work then. Then we were all set to go for another opening date when we got shut down this last time. So, yes, the Hobo exhibit is coming back, and we'll have that here for a while. That's coming here in December. I can get you more details on that soon.
Yeah, and the closer it gets to that, we'll have you back in, and we'll talk about that exhibit, because it sounds like a fascinating exhibit, really.
Yeah, we've had several people asking if we were going to be able to do that, so we are, so we're really excited about that.
If you want a membership, if you're thinking about getting a membership and you don't know, you've got somebody out there that you don't know what to get them, a membership to the museum is a great one.
Yeah, sure. You could get one for yourself, or as a Christmas gift would be a wonderful way to do it. We've got also these really cool donation cards that you'll get, membership cards. They're kind of based on a old Utah Railway Company pass. And so you could put that, you know, and give that to someone as the gift, so you have something to give them. And also we're going to do... I think we're going to do gift certificates for our gift shop as well, which would be another great Christmas idea.
All right. So, Jason, if anybody has any questions or need questions answered, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys down there, and where can they find more information?
If you're on Facebook, which we encourage you to follow us on Facebook, that's the best way to keep up to date. You can just send us a message there. And since we're going to be open again, you can call us here at the museum. It may take me a couple days to get back to you, but I will. And the phone number here is 435-472-3001 if you have any questions and want to leave a message. And as far as the donations go, you can go to the city website, which is www.helpercity.net/museum, and that will take you to a donation button. But an even easier method now would be to just come on into the museum during our open hours to donate, which we expect to be open now 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday moving forward.
All right. Jason Hunsinger with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum and Helper, thanks for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate you, too.
All right. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview, you can always go to CastleCountryRadio.com and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.